Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, it's time for Nerd News.
Nerd News with Tom.
Yeah. That was very upbeat today.
Wow. And
I meant to tell you to not make it upbeat because Nerd News is scary today.
Oh, no. Nerd.
What were you doing, Tori? A church version?
I think she's being Shakira over there.
Shakira.
Okay, I told you guys that there was a 1.3% chance that an asteroid could hit Earth in 2032. The scientists have revised that number, and they are now saying it is nearly 70% more likely to hit Earth. 1.9%. So there is almost 2% chance that this asteroid is 300 feet long, could hit Earth and cause catastrophe.
Don't we have a better chance of getting eaten by a shark?
I don't think so. 2% is kind of high.
Really?
You know, I'm tired. It's okay.
I just want it to hit the other side of the world I can at least see the cool thing before we die.
Yeah.
If I were in the bottom 2% of the class, that's not good. But for an asteroid hitting us, that's a good chance.
It's too high.
It's amazing that we don't get hit more often. I think you said that the other day. It's because we got the Roomba planet that's helping us out all the time.
Jupiter scoops up a lot of these things and keeps them from hitting Earth.
Yeah.
Because it's got so much gravity.
I mean, it'd give us a reason to take a day off from work. Like, hey, asteroid hit me last night. So
I mean, you're going to be able to take off a lot of work if asteroid hits.
I can retire then.
Yay, retirement!
Yes, you can. They say that there is a much larger asteroid that could hit us and has even higher chances, but it's not until 2182. Oh. So that one ain't for us to worry about.
I thought that was at Walmart.
What?
Go on.
Yeah. Okay.
Me and Kato, we were on the same track.
I don't know. Yeah, mine was in the room.
Oh.
I'm not even close to done.
Okay.
That was one story.
I thought the asteroid was going to hit.
Sounds like a medical problem right there, don't it? Yeah. It's not a hemorrhoid.
I don't even know why I do this anymore.
I don't know which one of us they're making fun of, so I'm like trying to laugh
it's
along.
It's me. Anytime
that's
they're
funny,
using
guys.
The word asteroid, they're making fun of me, unless they're talking about Hawk's hemorrhoid. I'm not the dumb one, Kato.
Where's that asteroid now when I need it?
AI news, Alexa is getting a big upgrade that can make her smarter than ChatGPT, except for one major problem. It's going to cost like $10 a month.
Oh.
I ain't even paying for that.
No.
I mean, how long did you think it was going to be before they did start charging you for Alexa?
They're not. They're charging you if you want the ChatGPT version of her. Here's the problem. I think it'd be cool to have, but I just don't use her enough for that to pay $10 a month. Like the other night, we asked her something about, I don't know, who won the presidential election in 1964, something from the kids' school homework. And she ran on and on for a while. But I'm like, we don't need to pay $10 a month for that.
I don't use it that often, but boy, my son can wear it out during homework time. It's like, if I ain't in the room, you hear these math problems flying right and left.
I don't have Alexa, but every time I hear her, it's usually on the phone with somebody, and they say something to me, and I hear or her respond to them. They didn't even say, hey, Alexa.
She thinks they did.
They just start, you know, this is what you talked about.
Hey, I take Celexa. It's a medicine for anxiety.
Oh.
And believe me, anytime I talk about that, she pipes in.
Well, why would you talk about it?
Well, I'll be like, oh, I didn't take my Celexa today. And she's like, oh, what did you ask? I didn't understand what you said.
You have to take that because your coworkers pick on you?
Some of them make me anxious. All right. In animal news, a fungus is creating zombie spiders.
Ooh.
That's kind of scary. So they're already having zombie ants from fungus. This fungus takes over their brains and makes them do something that they don't have any control over. And now it's graduated to spiders, which is a higher life form. And they say it could continue to go on until one day we're affected by fungus this way.
Ooh. Next time I get in a wreck, I'm going to be like, it was the fungus. I promise I was paying attention. I don't know what happened.
You know, you ever think about like when the zombie apocalypse happens and they're eating everybody's brain, but they pass you by? And like, okay, I'm safe.
Is that a dream you have or something?
You get back here and eat my brain. Yeah. That's rude.
That's rude of you.
Here's something to be afraid of. Pygmy chimps, small chimpanzees, can tell when humans don't know what they're doing. So they did this test where they acted like the human acted like they knew what they were doing, and then the human didn't know what they were doing, and the chimpanzee knew whenever the person didn't have any idea what they were doing.
Oh.
So you don't want those around you in your workplace if you're faking it.
Yeah.
All right. Something that's interesting about our muscles in our ears. They found that when we're trying to hear something and we're straining to hear it, we have a bunch of tiny muscles around our ears that go crazy during this time.
Hmm.
But they aren't really doing anything. They're just left over from when we had ears that could prick up like a dog's ears and actually move around a little to hear better.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be cool? Why did we get rid of that?
I don't know, because you could be like standing in a line and somebody behind you talk about you.
And your ear just goes,
yes, I would love that.
I think it sucks that we got rid of that. And finally, in caffeine news, if you're not a coffee fan, it's not your fault. Your taste buds are genetically different than other people. When coffee beans are roasted, there's a compound that breaks into 7 different bitter substances, and some people are just way more sensitive to them than others. I'm not a coffee drinker, and I'm very upset about the fact that y'all get free or subsidized coffee, and I have to pay for my caffeine, $1.85 a bottle.
I'm sorry.
When I get my sodas.
Yeah.
When do we get free?
You get 25-cent K-cups, and you used to get free when they had the pots sitting there.
Yeah, until people were taking boxes of K-cups home.
What were they serving in the snack room?
What?
Tom said the pot was there.
They had a coffee pot.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, keep dreaming.
It's like the teacher's lounge when you were growing up. What are they doing back there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All you see is smoke coming out of it.
I don't think it was that.
Okay. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah. What I've learned, I want to stay away from fungus.
Get some burgers.
Hey, kids, I know. Let's get some fungus.
Yeah! Do you want some mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
Or some spores?
Munch some mildew.
Mildew.
You'll want more. Just get out of that fast food rut. Come on down to the fungus hut.
Say, when you get that craving for mushrooms, molds, or any kind of parasitic lower plant life that lacks chlorophyll, come on down to the Fungus Hut.
We have deep-fried toadstools, mold shakes, and for dessert, hot mushroom pies.
No thanks. We'll just have a big bucket of fungus.
Yay!
So come out of the sunlight and discover the dank, musty world that's popping up near you.
So get out of that fast food rut. Come on down to the Fungus. The Fungus Hut.
Hot. It's fungi licking good.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And while the songs were playing a few minutes ago, we
don't talk about what we were talking about.
Some of that's illegal.
Not that.
Okay.
It was a little bit earlier. You guys were talking about movies, and I was halfway paying attention there. But I saw that, I guess, that we have some of the America's favorite movies now. Did you guys, were you guys disagreeing about that?
No, Tori was disagreeing with the number one movie.
Okay, so what Americans' all-time favorite movies? Number one was...
Tori guessed it, too, earlier.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Well, technically,
no,
I read
she read it.
Oh, you saw it already?
Yeah, she saw it in prep.
I'm like, how does she know?
I'm just... I'm omniscient. I know everything.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Do your Forrest Gump imitation, Eric Tori.
Which... Who? Jenay.
Kato does a pretty good Forrest Gump, too.
Yeah, his is better.
No, do another one. Do another one. Life's like a box of chocolates.
Shrimp gumbo. Shrimp.
That's
Bubba.
Oh,
I was doing Bubba. What else you want?
Life's like a box of chocolates.
Yes, it is.
It's funny to hear you do it. It's
so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad, huh?
Do yours.
A love is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Okay.
That's not really good.
But, and I'm in trouble with some of this AI stuff because they have movie trailers
stupid
out.
Stupid is and stupid does.
And they have like sequels, and it's saying that there's a Forrest Gump 2 coming out soon.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe that or not.
There is a book, Forrest Gump, like a second book to Forrest Gump, because I actually have it.
I've never
read it.
I've read before that Hanks is not real interested in it.
Listen, I saw the trailer. I guarantee you that Forrest Gump 2 is coming.
Now, you just said you have trouble with AI now.
But that one looked real. That one didn't look like, because sometimes they'll take old movies, like, and they'll put like some of the Star Wars movies and stuff, like it's going to be a Darth Maul movie, and you're like, oh, that's not real.
How old is that kid going to be? He's got to be in like college by now.
That's what it showed, a guy that age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump 2, 2025. It's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. No, there are no credible sources that Forrest Gump 2 is in development. And neither Tom Hanks nor Timothy Chalamet is attached to such a project. All the buzz seems to be based on speculation and fan discussions.
See, and I hate that because it's in my feed. Because
you never know what you can believe anymore.
No, you never know what you're going to get.
You never know. I don't believe.
Forrest Gump, America's favorite movie number 2, The Wizard of Oz.
I heard there was a sequel coming out.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz 2.
There's been a lot of sequels.
Yeah. Wicked. That wasn't really a sequel. It was almost
the
a prequel.
Wiz, that was with
the
Michael
Wiz.
Jackson.
I thought The Wiz was about something totally different.
No.
I think it's The Wiz, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And The Great Oz or something was one.
Yes, there's another one. Mm-hmm.
There was that one that you almost bought into.
That was an animated movie. Okay. Yeah, that was a sham. Titanic was number 3 on the list, which is a good movie.
The classic.
Yeah.
I never let go, Jack.
And ooh, you know
boat's here. Bye.
Oh, she's doing her Forrest Gump again.
You know what? Get your texters out. I want to see what you folks think here in the Upstate, your favorite movie of all time. Now, I broke it down to some of the generation. Like Generation Z loves Shrek and Toy Story.
Shrek is a good one.
Yeah. So is Toy Story, to be honest.
I didn't care for it.
And then the millennials say Harry Potter's.
Those were good movies.
Couldn't get past the first one.
And then Gen Zers say Star Wars.
Couldn't get past the first one.
Which Gen Z or which Star Wars are they talking about?
Well, all of them, I guess. Some of the
because I was going to say they. I would think Boomers would say Star Wars. Because the first Star Wars was in the 70s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but Boomers went with older movies that I don't even know about, like really? Godfather and stuff like
Godfather's,
that.
Godfather's, you don't know about Godfather?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know about it.
John made me sit down and watch it the other day. I think it's the longest movie in history. It felt like it lasted 15 hours.
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. It just kept going.
And going and going, like Energizer Bunny.
Isn't that funny? You can't sit down and watch a 15-hour movie, but you can watch 15 one-hour episodes of a series of something.
Yeah, because you got time for snack breaks.
All I know is my mom and dad thought it was about a religious movie, and so they did not like it.
God the Father.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The Son and the Holy Ghost.
There you go. And of course, Critics' Choice Awards is going to be coming up too, and it's the award show for people to tell you, you know, who think you're too dumb to know what a good movie is. Because they're always saying,
they're not always wrong.
They're not. But most movie fans ignore bad reviews from the critics. And that's kind of like being a movie critic. It's kind of like being, I guess, running a weight loss clinic right beside a donut store. It's like, just don't make sense. They give us their opinion. We just ignore it.
Because everybody's different. Tori's saying that Rush Hour was the best movie.
Yeah.
What?
Franchise
ever.
It is.
And I'm like,
you disagree.
Yeah, I don't.
Who's the, what are they getting some good text as far as movies right now? 1-800-386-0937.
Everybody's so, just saying yet. Forrest Gump is terrible. She's right.
No, they are not. Not saying that, Tori.
I couldn't pick one that would be just my all-time favorite.
That's the problem. There's too many movies.
Too many. Forrest Gump was a great movie. Wizard of Oz, it's been so long since I've seen that.
Yeah.
Titanic was good, but that's something I won't watch again.
And you can recognize something's a classic and not want to watch it. You're like, I've seen it once. I don't need to see it again.
You know what? How about Maverick? That was a good movie.
I haven't made it past the first one.
Oh my goodness, you've not even seen
just,
it?
The second one is good, me.
Dude.
They don't interest me.
It's
so
good.
Everybody's got different tastes.
And you would like it.
I will say I'm going to get hate on this. I didn't care for the first Top Gun. The second one was incredible.
Okay, they were both incredible.
Yeah. Hey, Mission Impossible.
I've never seen one.
You've not seen a Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise?
I've seen him drop down from that ceiling 1,000 times on TV, but I've never seen the movie.
I haven't made it past the first one.
Really?
We get some texts.
Okay.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That was a good movie.
That's here in the South, though. That's not nationwide.
But it was a great movie.
You know what I've been seeing a lot of on Reels is clips from No Country for Old Men.
It's been a long time.
That was a really, it wasn't what I would call an uplifting, happy, feel-good movie, but it was a good movie.
Yep.
Someone said The Notebook.
Speaking good one.
Speaking of him around here.
Yeah, Nicholas Sparks lives
Never
here.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Or lived here.
Let me tell you, let me guess, it's the best
Does he
movie
still
ever.
Live here, or did he just grow up here?
Nicholas Sparks?
Yeah.
I don't you know didn't if know he's that? Still here or not.
There's a lot I don't know, Hawk. You haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
That's why Rush Hour is not the best movie franchise.
Usually
Critics' Choice.
About four or five different sequels to the movies, it's a good one. Because they're like, okay, we can make more money.
And that's why I say Rush Hour, to me, is the only one where it's like each one gets better and better.
But you just said Top Gun and then Maverick got better.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I said that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would like to make a personal plea over the radio right now.
Okay.
I would like to beg the Stewart Snack Machine Company to please come to our station and give us whatever snack machines you have that weren't the last two that were the crappiest two you owned.
Well,
I really think they gave us their, like, oh, well, we have these two sitting around and they don't work very well, but we're going to give them to B93.7.
You got to appreciate antiques, Tom.
It's a classic.
It's from 1970.
I just went down and I decided I needed some extra snacks to get me through the day. So it was $2 for a pack of donuts.
Phew.
That I'm not even supposed to eat because I have diabetes, but I'm cheating, right? So I go in, I put a dollar bill in the little slot, and it sucks the dollar bill in, and it says $1 on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
I go to put another dollar bill in, and it won't take it. It's like, I guess the other, it can only handle $1 bill at a time. I don't know.
Or the bills might be filled up.
I don't know. So then I put four quarters in. I'm like, okay, I got a dollar bill and four quarters. And I press F1 to get my chocolate-covered donuts. They're not Little Debbie. They're Duchess.
Really? Hey, I'm curious to know what's the date on those, just to see.
I'm curious, too, because I just had one of them.
Well,
and
if the vending machine's ancient, maybe the snacks are, too.
Let's see if we can see the
company.
The date on here. Hold on. Here it is. Okay. Hold on. The 24th. January 24th. So they're out of date, too.
What year?
is that January last year?
2025. So they're only out of date by a couple weeks.
Okay.
Still, though, that's not good.
All right. So the only reason I know this, because I go in and I put the dollar quarters in, the dollar bill. I press the button, and it sucks the dollar bill in, and then it says $1. And it says it's not enough because I only have $1. So I had to put four more quarters in.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get you.
Because they just stole my dollar.
Where'd you get the quarters? Because you always say you don't have coins.
I got them out of your car.
And I told him the other day, I said, hey, he was complaining about the vending machine again and the money problem. And I said,
yeah, because it won't take bills.
I said, hey, I got some change in my car if you ever need it. Well, now I'm like, I go
it's
out there, and I'm like, yeah, it's a bank. I'm going through the Southern Connector the other day looking for quarters, and I had none. I'm like, Thompson stole all my quarters.
Your quarters are sitting right there. Those
yeah.
donuts.
You know, here's the thing. You're the one who should be mad about this. That's $3 they stole from you.
I got a complaint now.
But I'm just begging them, please give us some snack. They had one at one point, guys,
yeah.
that had an antenna stuck to the side of the machine. I don't even know what that was about.
It was for a credit card, but
right.
it's like a dial-up.
Yeah, it was like calling home to let them know someone's at the snack machine right now. Are you going to approve this or not?
Yeah.
They're making so much money off of this vending machine.
Yes, they are.
I think we could complain next company meeting that we have and make some suggestions for what we would prefer instead of the vending machines here at B93.7.
Well, and if you own Stewart's machines, I am not giving you a hard time. I'm just begging you for better machines, please.
Here's what we need, though. We need somebody like to come in like you're at a baseball game and like peanuts, popcorn, just break in.
Hot dogs, beer.
I'm on board.
It'd be like a little beer cart right there.
Yes.
And then they just break into the show every day.
That's another thing. Give us some selections. I know that half the people don't come in the office anymore.
Yeah,
so they're not making as much money off their machine. That's why I think they just put whatever and they're like, all right.
And jacked up the price.
Well, maybe so. Maybe because we don't buy enough stuff. But we used to work next to Channel 4 back in the day when our building was next to them. They had I would go over and stare through the window at their machines because they had like chicken salad sandwiches.
And apples and yes.
Yeah, we're over here like, what is it, Tiny Tim? Please, sir, can I have some more?
Yeah.
Completely forgotten about us.
Dry, out of date donuts, please.
Now, I'll tell you a good way to solve this problem is to put a breakfast restaurant right out here in our parking lot.
Oh, yeah. We'd be sending Cato over every day.
Yeah. Chicken Salad Chick served breakfast. We would be over there ordering every day.
We got a complaint there. Chicken Salad Chick, can you open up early for us?
Yeah.
Just 2 hours earlier. It'd be great.
I know we get off at 10 and I have to sit in my car for 30 minutes waiting to go get me a grilled cheese sandwich.
I wish we were over there on Woodruff Road right next to all the Hardee's and all those places, Bojangles. We could just get a different breakfast every day.
Yeah, you'd send me walking over there, wouldn't you?
Well, back when we had interns, that was their job every day to get Tom's breakfast.
Yeah, I know, man. I miss them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that one intern complained, and now we don't have any.
You know, I think they probably need to get a suggestion box here at the station, and it'd be a lot more discreet, and they would not know who's complaining. I'm like, it's kind of bad when you go on the radio.
Who's going to read it?
Yeah.
Nobody comes in.
They wouldn't read it either.
And if they did, they could just pull up the video cameras that's in all the rooms down
there. Oh, no. I shouldn't have beat up on that machine then.
Yeah, you hate when your food gets stuck in a vending machine.
Or your money.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Well, your money.
Oh, thank you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.